Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
All motions in the heavens must be circular motions in uniform.
Password about guest? No way. It can't be. Jesus Christ, that is just Babytown Frolics.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 37 of Radio Labyrinth, live on tape from beautiful Stone Mountain, Georgia, recording in the home of Sean and Lisa Gardner, who are very great fans, grateful fans. They made us food tonight, and I think
we're all going to
be lucky if we can stay
not
awake throughout.
Out.
Yeah. So joining me as always, Ira.
Hi.
Jeff.
Roy.
Steph.
Hey.
And this week, Lisa.
Hello.
Sean.
Hi.
Yay.
Hi.
Yeah, we are doing the show live, and we're in Stone Mountain, so it's really cool. We're guests in their home, and I have to say it is a very Radio Labyrinth-friendly home.
Yeah,
it's super cool. Very kitschy.
Yep, looking around, all sorts of cool stuff.
There's tchotchkes. We got tchotchkes.
And we got bellies full of enchilada pie made by the hostess.
Is that what you call it?
Enchilada casserole.
Oh, I'm sorry, enchilada casserole.
Keep it straight, dude.
Would it be pie if it were round?
I guess
it's
like a meat pie.
It's a meat pie.
It's a pie.
Meat and cheese.
It's a great whatever.
It was freaking amazing. It was really good.
So thanks for dinner.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming.
And then afterwards, we're going to eat one of Stephanie's handmade
gourmet cupcakes.
Somebody already touched the one I wanted.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yep. We
don't, you don't trust
butter.
Us?
I claimed
Somebody took the cookie off the top.
That was a joint effort.
Yeah.
From two people.
Two people that said, "Fuck it, we're eating the peanut butter." Hey, this is episode 37. So
in a row.
Oh my god. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
From the classic Clerks, Jeff pointed that out to me. Since this is episode 37, we got to have a number, right?
Try not to suck any dicks on the way to the parking lot.
That is an impressive tally. It really is.
Yeah.
37, that's a lot.
So we're doing a show from Stone Mountain.
You said it was a home invasion, too. That's what, is that why you brought that AK-47?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a PS-80.
Yes. Here's some famous people from Stone Mountain, in case you didn't know. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Donald Glover.
Oh, his show, Atlanta starts next month. I can't wait.
I'm excited about that.
I love him.
Phil Gordon.
Poker player.
Yeah. I do want to hear more about this show, but anyway. Wally Joyner. Anybody know Wally Joyner?
No.
He's a terrible outfielder.
That's right. Rookie of the year in 1994. No, 1983.
What team, Sean? Hold
Astros.
On.
Astros.
White Sox.
No.
He knows all this useful.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. R.I.P.
I like burning houses.
Watch out.
Well, it was Andre Rison, so who cares?
Yeah. Well, now you're safe.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, my boy. Jake the Snake. I hope he's still sober.
He is.
Good. Good for him.
I got
good
to talk to him a million times at the radio station. He would come in and talk about how the Diamond Dallas Pages.
He's doing that DDP yoga.
Yeah, that yoga like saved his life.
Aww.
So all these guys are the shit beat out of him for years and don't have good insurance plans. They, you know, can't walk anymore, and they go to DDP's guys, and they get all stretched out, and they actually can walk again. So.
Well, I mean, and then Jake the Snake, he has all these mental scars from his stepmother raping him.
What?
What?
You didn't watch that documentary?
I've heard that part.
The documentary on Netflix. As I told you, I watched it.
Wow.
I was in Michigan, and I like laid in the bed just like fucking bawling my eyes out the whole time.
I remember you talking about that.
I guess I need to watch it
again. It's so good.
What did she look like, Mama, from Throw Mama from
they
the Train?
They never showed a picture. They never. So that would have been, that's what she
was
saying.
Get in here.
Jake, get in the bed. You're fine.
So if she was hot, it wouldn't be rape. It would be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And put that snake in its cage.
Ooh,
if you jerk off to it later, it's
is that
not
what
right.
Mama calls her crotch, the cage?
Is that what the snake is?
I wasn't inferring anything. Just saying. So, and then another person is a character, fictional character, Kenneth Parcell from 30 Rock. is Jack McBrayer, who is actually from Conyers.
Which is just a hop and a skip.
That is a skip and a jump. It's Where is Conyers?
It's east
past
of
past Snellville. Yeah.
That's okay. It from Stone Mountain?
No, there's a lot more. Yeah. I just didn't, you know, I didn't throw any civil rights leaders or
he did the interesting
Confederate
one.
Generals.
Yeah, that wasn't very interesting. Yeah.
My favorite person was Donald Glover out of your
Donald
entire
Glover.
List.
So what is the show that's coming up?
It's Atlanta. Called Atlanta, and he plays a manager of a rap artist, which I thought he was going to be the rap artist because he is Childish Gambino. That right. is his, yeah. alt, which, and I love Childish Gambino. But he's not. He doesn't rap. He's managing a rapper. And it's basically just him navigating the music business.
Now,
in
is
Atlanta.
It a comedy?
It is.
On
but
FX.
But a dramedy. Yeah, it's more like a dramedy.
It'll be like Baskets, I bet.
Like I do believe it is going to be like right. that. Exactly.
So, where did they shoot it? Did anybody know?
Oh, in Atlanta.
There's a bunch of scenes down in Little Five Points.
Cool.
That I've seen.
Who the hell knows, man?
A lot of people do in town because they're all probably working on the set.
Well, are we going to watch it? What network
I'm
is it
I'm watching
on?
FX. For sure.
FX, yeah. Okay. Yeah, should have.
It's next month, I think.
It is September, like September 6th or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah, the food's hitting me. I'm getting itis.
Did you see that Trump rally in Marietta today?
There was a Trump rally?
A fake Trump rally.
No, what? Tell
a fake Trump rally?
Was it outside the Big Chicken?
No, it was in the Marietta Square.
No, what happened? What was it?
It's for that movie that is in town, the Leisure Seekers.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what all it's about, but.
The Leisure Seekers. So they shot a fake.
They shot a fake Trump rally. My company printed some pendants for them.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I wonder how that played out.
What was
their vision of that too? Yeah.
I don't know.
Did people show up thinking it was real?
No, there was a big story in the AJC today saying it's not really Trump rally. Don't
freak out.
This movie has Donald Sutherland in it.
And, yeah.
And Helen Mirren. So
interesting.
No, she's too old for that.
No, she's not.
My brother says the same thing. He's in his 30s. He says she's a Hellcat.
Helen Mirren is hot.
There are nude photos of her
on
the
That's what they
air.
Say.
She was nude in a movie not too long ago, wasn't she?
Yeah, that was...
I don't do granny porn.
But in her day.
Anymore.
In her day. Kind of like Pam Grier. In her day, you know?
Yeah, I think Pam Grier maybe 15 years ago, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of how long.
You're, thinking
ago?
Of
You're giving
Brown.
Helen Mirren only 15 years ago.
Well, she's in her 70s.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Are you going with like age is nothing but a number when it comes to boobs?
Look, when it comes to all this, I'm more of a Hermione kind of guy.
That's so bad. That's
but
so
I'm
gross.
Talking Hermione.
See that fake reboot of Brokeback Mountain starring Margot Robbie and Emma Watson?
No.
That somebody posted it.
Was it making fun of bad reboots?
They're going to make a reboot of...
Which one of them is the Ledger? Who's the Ledger in that?
What would that be called? They'd have to call it like Scissor Mountain or...
Scissorback Mountain.
I wouldn't be able to quit watching that movie. I'll tell you that.
Catfish Bay.
Oh, Jeff likes scissoring.
I can't quit you remake of Brokeback Mountain.
I can't quit
lesbians.
Licking you.
But who would the husbands be?
It'd have to be like too weak.
Lito.
No, Leto wouldn't be.
No.
I don't know if I would see that movie. Nothing will ever live up to Bound.
Oh, Bound.
Yeah. Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly, yeah.
And what's her face?
Gina Lips.
Yeah.
Gina Gershon.
Yeah, those lips, they have not held up.
No.
That's both bad. Of them been doing.
She looks like a Muppet now, for
she
real.
She does look like a Muppet. So, being a guest in the home of Sean and Lisa, Lisa had a suggestion that we didn't really focus on any of these at all when they came out, but you wanted to talk about the Emmy nominations, the 2016 Emmy nominations.
Sure, why not?
Well... I made a little outline here, and I'm assuming that when you told me about this, you mentioned just the big, you know, the top one. So I just, you know, did them all here. So we'll start with, you know, I'm real good at segues tonight.
Can I ask a question?
Noticed.
Sure.
What the hell are the Emmys?
Sean doesn't watch TV.
Sean doesn't watch TV.
I don't watch the Emmys. I normally think they're a bunch of crap, as all awards shows are.
Then why?
Because this year shows that I actually like are nominated.
Okay.
That deserve
it
to be.
Doesn't matter though. Whoever won last year is going to win again.
You don't know that.
They keep giving them to the same people over and over again.
I think there are shows that actually have a chance and deserve to be there, and then there are some that got snubbed.
All right. Well, let's start with Best Drama Series.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to watch to see what actors can do crazy, drunken shit on stage.
Yeah, I probably won't even watch.
Keep track at home
at
how many.
Check the internet the next day.
Right? That's what I do.
Keep track at home.
Yeah, I'll be watching something else that night, I'm sure. Sunday night, there's good shit on.
All right. Best Drama Series, The Americans on FX.
Finally got a nomination.
Game of Thrones, HBO.
Of course. Game of Thrones won last year, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. House of Cards, Netflix.
I've never seen it.
Downton Abbey.
Downtown.
Do not call PBS. It that. Is,
please keep calling it Downtown Abbey.
Downtown
Abbey. This was its last year and really deserves it. But
Truth
probably won't
God.
Win. Probably won't win, but
Downtown Abbey.
So good.
Better Call Saul.
Better yes. Call Saul
oh,
is great.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
So good.
Mr. Robot.
Mm-hmm.
Robot.
Very good, definitely. But it's not its turn.
And Homeland.
Never
Homeland's
seen
already won a bunch.
It's been played out, though. I mean, I really don't even know. They just threw that in there just for yeah. whatever.
My vote would be for The Americans, but it's not going to win. So.
Should be. The American, it should be Downton Abbey, should get it just because they deserve it. They deserve to win something.
I would vote for Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
I
will
lived
have
for Better Call
year,
Saul.
The
it
Americans.
Was so perfect.
I know
Such
it
a
was.
Perfect show.
So was The Americans, though.
I haven't really got into that.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what got snubbed.
Could we talk about Black Jesus?
Well, not a comedy yet.
So what got snubbed, what really should have been on this list and should have won? The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so mad
All right.
that it didn't even get recognized.
I
best show
it, so
on
I
TV ever.
That second season was so good.
That last season was the best. Yep. The best season of television in as an entire season from start to finish.
I would have to try because I watched the first season, but
so
the smokers.
The second season yeah. is so well. It's got the smokers, but there's more. There's more of a point to them. It's not just.
I guess that was it. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Well,
I mean, Justin Theroux can only keep me for so long.
He's so good in the second season.
He is.
All right.
I just don't know.
I'll try the second season.
Please do.
Do
and get back to us.
Yeah.
And I want a full report.
I will yes. try
will
that.
Not be sorry.
I'll try the second
don't
season.
Don't ask for that, dude.
Best best comedy series, Veep HBO.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch it either.
It.
Love it. It's amazing. It's one of the funniest shows that's ever
one
been on
last
TV.
Year, correct?
Ever. Yes. It's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, yeah. the whole cast, they're fucking
I've
hysterical.
I've tried to watch it.
It's so dark
it.
And
it's
twisted.
It's not as good as its counterpart. It
what,
comes on
Seinfeld?
Right after it or before it.
No.
I'll give you just one joke from Veep. You change your mind more than a pedophile at Disney World.
Oh,
that's just
I like that joke.
That's just a sample. They come at you so fucking rapid fire.
Uh-huh.
You have to stop and rewind it because you missed 10 jokes.
All is right. it kind of Arrested-ish?
It is very, but even darker.
All right.
So dark,
that's
yeah.
funny.
It's very funny.
That was funny.
Transparent. Which is on Amazon.
Which I've never seen.
It's
that's
good
great.
Show.
Yeah.
Tim I don't know.
That because there's guys in drag.
Yeah, that's what Jeff thinks. Silicon Valley on
love,
HBO.
Love,
great,
love, love.
Great, great, great.
Should totally win.
Perfect
Modern
show.
Family will probably win.
Should.
Master of None
shit.
On Netflix I've never
Master
seen.
Master of None is
that's
great.
That's Aziz, right?
I give it a half and a half.
Great.
He kind of lost me in parts. I liked some of it and some of it I
it
didn't.
It doesn't deserve to win, but
no.
it's good.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Never seen it.
First season, loved. Second season, bop.
Yep. Not Sean's like, I don't know any of these shows.
I don't have any idea what you guys are
I like that girl great. From The Office.
Yeah, she's
she's funny.
I yeah. love The Office.
Ellie Kemper.
Blackish.
Nope.
Never seen
like
it.
Like some of the episodes, got a little too preachy for me this season.
Okay.
A little too political.
Do you like The Goldbergs?
Love,
the,
love Goldbergs. The
Goldbergs.
That's a popcorn show.
Yeah,
I love
it
that
is
show.
A popcorn
They're
show.
Doing a Breakfast Club episode this season.
Oh, I can't wait.
Good.
I love all their reduxes.
I do too.
All right. Best actor in a drama series. Kyle Chandler, Bloodline.
Oh, my God.
Never seen
you
it.
Put me on this show.
Mm-hmm.
You put me on the show, and I will say this. Okay, you remember in The 40-Year-Old Virgin, whenever Paul Rudd is watching The Bourne Identity on the TV
yeah.
and the thing, and he's like, I always thought Matt Damon was one note, but he's fucking rocking the shit in this. That's how I feel about Kyle Chandler.
Okay.
I always thought he was one note. He is so good in this
What was
show.
He on before this?
Friday
he was Friday Night,
Night
Lights.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
he is amazing.
Which I never watched
Line.
That either.
All right, Rami Malek.
Of course. Obviously. He won last year, though, didn't he?
He's good, but he doesn't deserve it this year.
No, John Hamm won last year.
Bob Odenkirk. Better
oh,
Call Saul.
Oh, he better win. Oh, he's so
that's good shit.
Oh,
Michael McKean should have been nominated.
That he should have been nominated.
Isn't he on supporting?
Sure.
Nope.
Nope.
Matthew Rhys, The American.
There you go. That's a tight race right there. Mm.
Liv Schreiber.
I got to go Matthew Rhys or...
He plays the same thing every year. I mean, he's great, but he's just, you know.
I don't watch that show.
I'm on to you. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Why was he nominated?
He's nominated in everything. He's got enough. Matthew Rhys really deserves it. You watch The Americans? Sir?
I don't. I started watching the first. I just,
every season gets
I didn't
better
not want to.
And
I just
better
never got back.
And better.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tight race.
Completely worth
best actress in a drama series.
Hey, I didn't get my turn, man.
Aw.
We'll let you, you don't watch television.
I don't. I was just going to throw out some stupid shit.
Throw out some 70s shit.
Interrupt.
You, please.
Sanford and Son deserves it this year.
Look, dummy.
Rockford Files, yeah.
James Garner every year. Every year.
Has Seinfeld been nominated this
year? Who? Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder.
She won last year.
Claire Danes from Homeland. I don't need to see her cry again.
That's a chick from a...
She's not a very good actress.
Yes, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that was hot.
Tara G. P. Henson?
Taraji.
Okay, I can't. It's not a you know, a Christian name.
Is it not a Christian name? I feel like that was politically incorrect.
All right, but then again, we have names like Blanche.
Which,
And what I mean is that Blanche is an old school name for, you know, Americans. And what are some other ones? Bernice.
That's an ugly name.
Bernice.
Gladys.
Gladys.
Oh, yeah.
Eugene. Yeah.
Happy Bottom. Yes.
Hortense. Hortense.
Hortense.
Man, that Hortense.
Give her a massage.
Well, my grandpa's name was Clovis.
Oh, yeah?
That's a weird name.
And my other grandpa's name was Delbert. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Was he a toad?
Tatiana Maslany.
I haven't watched
Black.
That show.
Orphan Black. I watched the first season.
I missed all of last season, but intend to watch it before the new season starts, which is coming up.
Carrie Russell.
There you go.
It's a good show, but
Winner, the American,
she won't win.
She should.
Robin Wright, House of Cards.
I forgot to talk about snubs in these categories. So
that's okay.
Yep. You have a list of... You got a list of snubs.
Well,
who got snubbed?
Carrie Coon from The Leftovers should have been nominated.
I like
and
Carrie
And Regina
Coon.
King. Regina King's performance in The Leftovers this year. She wasn't in this last year. She was so good.
Carrie Coon was good in...
It's the wife of the neighbor.
The Gone Girl. Gone Girl.
Yes.
Isn't she in that American crime show right now, though? That's getting like a lot. So I saw her on the Up Close with Hollywood Reporter roundtable, and they were like going on and on about how great she is on that show.
She is so good on The Leftovers. And Justin Theroux should have been nominated. We have to go back to that category.
Justin Theroux.
For The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For Best Actor.
Do you like that show?
This show, you know, it's Damon Lindelof.
I know
Damon Lindelof.
I love the first season. I just couldn't get into it for some reason.
Well, the second season is
it's supposed
a
to be better.
Times better.
I know. Everybody says I'm a dummy.
You're stupid, and I don't even want to know you if you don't watch it.
You have to watch it.
As a horse ass. Yeah. Fine.
Damon.
Best Actor Comedy Series: Anthony Anderson, Blackish. I like him, so if he won, I wouldn't care. Aziz Ansari, Will Forte for The Last Man on
Earth. That's my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Such a good show.
William H. Macy for Shameless.
Never could get into that show.
Shameless is good.
Thomas Middleditch.
He is great on that show, but
Silicon Valley.
TJ's better.
Will Forte.
And Jeffrey Tambor for Transparent.
He won last year.
TJ Miller for sure.
Should
he be in the Best Actress category?
Ooh. No, he's an actor.
Oh.
He's a male who identifies as a male.
I think but who got snubbed big time was Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
His performance on Baskets, so
when he
good.
Threw that water bottle when he heard the cricket, whenever they were having that whole thing, and the cricket kept chirping when he
yeah.
and he went crazy and just threw the water bottle. Yeah, he definitely
But even
got it.
His dramatic performance was so good. I mean, I know it's you know, in a comedy, but still, he was just...
Yeah, he was fantastic.
All right.
Dark comedy. Dark comedy. Yeah. It's hard to do.
Best Actress in a Comedy Series. Ellie Kemper. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who's won, 50 of these?
Yeah.
She won last year, too.
Laurie Metcalf, Getting On. Never seen that show.
I tried that.
Yeah.
It was annoying.
I watched it. It was not
had potential.
Good.
Yeah.
Tracy Ellis Ross from Blackish.
She's really good on that show. I couldn't believe I watched it like a whole first half season. Didn't realize it was Diana Ross's daughter. She looks just like her. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer.
I mean, it's a good show.
I've liked every season but this last one. I thought this last season
was
terrible.
Tell him to keep it down.
Who, Amy Schumer? Gladly.
Keep her down. Keep her down.
Lily Tomlin from Grace and Frankie, which I've never seen.
Never saw.
I can't even think of somebody that I would think should be in this category. I guess I can't think of any comedy actresses that...
I feel like you're male-centric like myself.
Yeah.
Male-centric.
I'm trying to think who's out there that I'm like, I really
what,
dig
what
her
What chicks you dig?
Yeah. It's really hard to find funny women.
On comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, Ellie Kemper's...
Hold
She's
on,
funny.
Check my list.
All right.
She stands out.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay.
She's perfect.
She'll win. Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series. Jonathan Banks, Better Call Saul.
Oh, he was fantastic this year. Dinklage won last year.
He's the best.
Yeah, man. Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, speaking of which.
Hottest little person in the world.
Kit Harington, Game of Thrones.
He was really good. This was a good season for him. Yeah. That was a good season for him.
Michael Kelly, the oddest looking fellow from Georgia, House of Cards.
He's from Snellville. That's right. He went to Brookwood.
Ben Mendelsohn from Bloodline.
He was fantastic on Bloodline. I love him in that little movie. Do you remember that movie, Killing Them Softly with Brad Pitt?
Yes.
He was so good in that.
Mm-hmm. John Voight, Ray Donovan.
Wasn't his best season. He's had much better seasons.
Yeah. What did you do, Ray?
That's a good chase.
Snub John Carroll, or who played the neighbor in Leftovers? What was his name?
I don't know what his name was, but I can picture his face, certainly.
Bob Enchilada.
Kevin Carroll.
I wonder, what the hell did they have against Leftovers this year, you fucks?
Everybody hated Leftovers. I'm one of the few people that liked it.
Who hated it?
A lot of people hated it.
No.
Hated it. That's why it's canceled after next season.
No, it just he's done with the story after next
season. HBO said they could do one more season to wrap it up, and that would be it.
Yeah.
But they're trying to push that Ballers crap on
we'll
us.
We'll never know.
Ballers is a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, you like Ballers?
It's a guilty pleasure. I can't help it. I do watch it.
I do love The Rock.
I mean, there's a lot of nonsense on there, and I like Denzel's son. He's pretty funny on there.
Is he?
You shut your eyes. I mean, it's like you hear Denzel, but then you look and you see Denzel's ugly wife. So that takes
you're losing cool points with me right now.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. All right. Best supporting actor. Or no, wait. Best supporting actress in a drama series. Emilia Clarke, Game of Thrones. Lena Headey, Game of Thrones.
She's good.
Professor McGonagall for Downton Abbey.
Yes, she deserves it.
Yeah. She should get it.
McGonagall.
She should get it. This year, she was. Did you watch
Mr.
it?
Mr. Potter!
I mean, she didn't got much.
Mr. Potter!
Sorry.
She does not long for this earth.
She's not? She's sick?
I mean, she's like a million, so I mean, I'm just going by chronologically. She's
don't
probably not going to be around that long.
On the Dowager Countess.
I don't know.
Grantham.
Just speaking another language. Maura Tierney for The Affair. I love her because I love her dad.
I love The Affair. That's a good
love
show.
Love her dad.
Still got to get Showtime.
Her dad is cough up a bucket, cheap bastard.
Because you're a faggot.
Yeah. Why do I have to be Mr. Pink? Because you're a fucking faggot.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no shit. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy looks like the Thing.
And in Seinfeld, he was Julia Louis-Dreyfus'
his
father.
Dad, yeah.
He's driving down the road singing.
We had a funny guy once.
Le Mis.
Korea. Master. Blue screens out all over the Pacific.
He's like, master of the house.
That's the last. Yeah. Turn the credits.
Master of the house.
That's where he had to turn his jacket inside out.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you get more when you have less ice?
Okay, Maisie Williams, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And Constance Zimmer from Unreal.
Which one's Maisie Williams?
Never heard of
you don't know who Maisie Williams?
Anya. Aria.
Yeah.
Anya. That's my Buffy talk coming out.
She has no name.
She has no name.
Yep. Oh, right. She has no name.
Best supporting actor in a comedy series, Louis Anderson, Baskets.
For sure.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Absolutely.
Actually, he could be nominated in the female role, too.
Andre Brogner, or Brower.
Eh.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He was better on Men of a Certain Age than he is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Ty Burrell, Modern Family.
Yeah, he always wins.
That show sucks. Why does it? Does anybody on this table like this show?
Yeah,
no.
I liked it 4 years ago.
I watched a couple episodes.
I don't watch anything on network TV.
I don't like to watch it because I can't understand why.
Is that Al Bundy?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Peg,
can relate.
I'm going to punch you in the face. I don't like any of you.
I hate this.
That's good.
Yeah. Ty Burrell, Modern Family. Titus Burgess.
Titus.
Yeah, Titus Burgess.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable, yeah. He's funny as shit. He's good on a match game.
Yeah.
Tony Hale for Veep.
He's always amazing. I'm telling you, got to get into Veep.
Yeah.
Into Veep.
All right.
I'll get into Veep if you want.
25 seasons.
All right, I'll do that. I can do that.
Keegan-Michael Key from Key & Peele.
They're good.
I love him, but I didn't think last season was their best season.
And
did you see Keanu?
I haven't seen Keanu yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I had a feeling
how'd
it would
see
be.
It? Would you go see it in the theater?
No, it came out already. It's out on Redbox.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
No, Key & Peele. Your keys are what you use to peel your orange with if you don't have any kind of knife, a pocket knife. I don't have a pocket knife. Key & Peele made a movie called Keanu. And I watched the whole fucking thing, and there was no Keanu Reeves, and I'm fucking mad.
I'm so glad that you're here, because I want to take up with you.
Where's my fucking burrito shit?
I'm going to give you
I
a pencil.
I want my enchilada shit.
Here's a pencil.
I reserved Batman versus Superman online, and when I came to your goddamn box, Your box was broken. I don't know what you were in
your
there doing.
Your box is broken, you went it all time. Tell me about my box.
And it said, no reservation found.
Man, that's what it says outside of your box. No reservation.
It does when you come around.
I know.
Reserved.
No vacancies.
Hey, sometimes she has to go to the can.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, I can handle it.
Well, I want my movie, is all right. I'm saying.
Well, you
watch
know.
Your fucking movie.
So you haven't seen it?
No.
Can you give us the synopsis of Batman vs.
Batman vs. Superman, starring...
Ben Affleck.
I was getting to it. Who you know from such movies as Android Fighter 4. No, so anyway, Batman fights Superman, and then some little flimsy fairy-like guy pretends to be Lex Luthor.
Eisenberg.
Yeah, the guy from the Facebook movie who's terrible and is a whiny little prick.
Him.
He's crybaby little pussy and I hate him.
You would.
He was good in Zombieland.
I don't like him. Shut up. Then Batman is played by Ben Affleck, who's playing Bruce Wayne, and he makes a suit of armor like Iron Man, and then he fights Superman and he can't beat him because Superman's stronger, so he has to get a piece of kryptonite and stab it in his face.
No spoilers.
And he shoves the kryptonite in his poop shoot. And Spider-Man... I mean, Spider-Man's not there, but he should have been.
Well, Spider-Man was in the Civil War.
Right.
Captain America.
He fought in the Civil War. Was he from Confederate? Or...
He burned down Savannah.
He did.
He fought for whichever side was winning.
Is you he ever on give Stone
a,
Mountain?
You ever give a girl a Spider-Man?
No.
Never?
No.
You know what a Spider-Man is? Mm. It's when you kiss in your hand and throw it on her face.
Oh, Redbox troll. You're so whimsical.
So, best supporting actress in a comedy series. Anna Chlumsky.
Just skip that.
She's
who the fuck was that? That was the best supporting comedic actress.
Just jump to...
Jump to what? Best limited series?
Yep.
It's going to be
God,
The
man.
People
this
versus...
Go on for days.
No, it's done. This is the last one.
Thank you, God.
Ooh.
It's quicker than watching the actual
Ooh.
Show.
American Crime, ABC. Fargo, FX. Mm-hmm. The Night Manager, AMC. Mm-hmm. The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Such a hard category.
Or Roots.
I liked Roots.
You did? Did you watch all of it?
I forgot it was even all.
I also liked The Night Manager.
Night Manager I didn't watch.
It was very good.
Night Manager was great.
Yeah.
I heard it was good, but I don't...
Right. Oh my goodness. So we're doing the show at someone's house in Stone Mountain, and
it's a home invasion.
Yes, the home invasion.
So just take what you want, Tim. Yep. Please don't rape me.
I won't. Never
take
again.
Take whatever you want.
Lisa and Sean Gardner. And Sean is my boss down at the Mary Todd. Can you listen to him?
You own the company.
He owns the damn place. And a couple other guys from the shop are here. There's Mo.
Hey, Mo.
Mo the Butcher.
Hey, Mo.
And Cece.
Cece.
DeVille from Poison.
Oh, sweet. Wow.
Ooh, I wish.
That's not nice.
No, Cece from the shop.
I could get Cece here, though, because he sounds like
but
this.
But Sean isn't, he's a friend of mine, but I'm saying that, I mean, I work at the shop.
And I get it. I'm not your boss.
See?
Yeah, but you can't be one of those bosses where you're a friend, though.
All right, he's the co-owner of the shop.
I'm not afraid to.
Your employers will walk all over you.
Well... That doesn't happen.
No.
But I just hate that turn of phrase. It's like, it's insulting, and it's like, man, we're doing this, and if it wasn't for the support of what Tim has been able to bring to us and everybody on our staff, I mean, it's a group effort.
It's like a consortium, really.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And that's the thing that's important in doing everything. And I get it. I am the boss.
Well,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, but I hate that. I personally hate that reference.
See, I like it. When I owned a company, my guys called me boss, and I liked it a lot.
I can see you. I see that about you, Ira.
But they started it. I didn't tell them to.
And Lisa taught me how to wash hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
can I
tell the story? Can I tell the story briefly? So,
never washed his hair before.
That's right.
This year.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know.
You lather twice, rinse once.
I don't want a cupcake. Go ahead.
Rinse twice, actually.
Right.
Sean and I have been big fans of Tim Andrews forever.
Okay.
Not as long as me.
Nope.
True, but...
Oh, you got some time in, dude.
But the whole time the regular guys aired... All we would say is, gosh, the show would be so much better if it was just Eric and Tim. I mean, that was our opinion the entire run of the show. So now we have it on Sundays with other people too who are good.
That's you right. didn't think it would be but good with Steph? Come on.
No, no, I'm talking about I know, I'm regular guys. This is before we knew you guys. So
yeah, the way that we do the Von Hessler doctrine yes. is fantastic because Eric gets his points in, and you have me and Autumn doing some improv,
so
and you have Nick,
so
and,
funny.
And, I mean, and Jared is good, and even Greg's segment.
Eric got fired, and I cried.
Yeah, well, we all
so
did.
That was how it was for me. It yeah. was emotional, yeah. and then I kept trying to listen to the show, and I just couldn't, and I kept trying to support you, Tim, and mm-hmm. then when you started your podcast, I was overjoyed.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
And so then, of course, I listen. It's the first podcast I download every week. And so when you said, I'm tired of restaurant jobs, but I like customer service, and Sean was hiring, he needed somebody who was, it's a strong customer service role.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, if Tim can do restaurant jobs, which are gross in nature, he can handle a salon job.
And there's no food there for Tim to spit in.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, there is. And staff sandwiches.
And oh, since well. He had already, since well, we'd already kind of yeah. known you through just being a fan, yeah. and just showing up at events and stuff, and you'd come in and had your haircut. We talked on Twitter.
Free haircut when I come in.
Yeah.
Yes. Free haircuts for all of y'all.
Vegan haircut.
He's like
so. But Sean had your number yeah. because you were in our system for right. getting your haircut, and so he just was like, "I'll call him up. I don't care. I'll yeah. ask him." And it just happened, yeah. and it was meant to be.
I like it. Yeah, I think so. I really do.
There you go.
And if Jeff comes down there, he's going to get that Jack Daniels statue shoved up his ass.
All right. Hey, listen, dude, in my defense,
what, go ahead.
I didn't know that you guys owned the Jack Daniels statue.
How in he the was hell breaking could your you balls not think that we didn't own the damn Jack Daniels well, statue? All right,
I drove by your place one time when I was okay. down. I was down once. In Cabbage Town.
No fan. Sorry.
And
you don't
I just,
say hello.
I just drove past just to see what was
you
going on.
Did a drive by.
It's a narrow street. Said, it is.
I said, "What's with that weird statue?" And Tim said that was a statue of Jack Daniels, but he told me it was for the place next door.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. He said it was for the place next door.
What, for Little's food store.
I didn't say that.
So,
Jeff heard that.
Yeah. That's what I heard. So I thought it was for the place.
I feel like somebody's about to catch a cereal bowl to the head again.
No, I never ever said. Oh yeah, a cereal bowl to the head.
This was like the first day we were working there, or the first week.
Well, the shop's so eclectic, and there's just stuff everywhere, right. much like our house. I mean, it's organized chaos. Hopefully, it comes across that way.
You should have known it was just a giant.
But the Jack
tchotchke.
Daniels statue, it fits perfectly.
I always thought it looked like Steven.
Well, you know what's really funny is initially whenever we had it done because. He's much tanner than he possibly should be.
Yeah.
That we were calling him West African Jack. I mean, but he was. It was like, and you know,
it's like, done no, Native
he's
American
facing
Jack.
Facing the sun all the time, so he's really tan. But it was a lot better than what it was before because it came out of the back of Star Bar and. It was covered in the most heinous things imaginable.
I can't even.
And then he was originally painted as a barber pole.
Oh, okay.
And
that was in the back
of
Star Bar?
That's why yeah. I had that Twitter debacle.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Sorry, guys.
I remember that.
So the tanness is probably from the nicotine, the years of nicotine built on over time.
Damn layers to cover up all the graffiti and horrific nature of what was put on that thing. But, no, we had a good friend of ours, Soul. He painted it, and then he made our sign for us. Sorry.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, come on down and get your damn haircut there. How about that? You just
or just come down.
Remember in college we went to this party and that dude had the statue in his living room?
What are you talking about?
When we were in college.
What
there
dude?
Was a party in college.
Yeah, we would go to the dude's place to party and he had that statue in his living room that people would write graffiti all over.
That was Ben.
Was it Ben?
Ben Nevin had that yeah, big, ben weird gray statue.
Andy Banana.
And Kevin.
Yeah.
They lived together up there.
Yeah, that's right.
But they had that statue that had the hysterical graffiti all over.
Yeah.
So anyway, get off my statue's back.
Right, get off his lawn now.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, God.
I'll be back.
Goddamn cupcake.
I'll be back.
Well, you want to take a break and have a cupcake?
What time is it? How long?
That's a little early for that, but we can take a break.
Take a break. I want to eat a cupcake.
Fine.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth. So during the break, we were talking about Cabbage Town, which is where the Mary Todd Hairdressing Company is, where I work. And Sean, who is the co-owner of the shop, and Lisa had a story to tell about Jason Momoa, who plays...
Khal Drogo.
Yes.
Can I just say that Aquaman. Why this came up is because I noticed your kick-ass... Jason Momoa statue mm-hmm. over yeah. there. I'm like looking. I'm like, oh, look at all this cool little artsy stuff. And then right in the middle, here's Jason Momoa. Yeah. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
We're over there.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
So Sean told us some stuff about Momoa that I don't know that we could probably talk about on the podcast.
You can bleep us.
You can't, right? No, I'm not bleeping.
When he was filming Red Road, which was a great show, canceled way too soon on Sundance.
I love that show.
Amazing show. He was so good in it. And they filmed it here at Red Top Mountain. So he had to live here for what, like 8 weeks out of the year, 10 weeks, whatever the filming schedule was.
And did he live down the street from the shop?
Yes. And he would come and he had to have his hair the same length for the entire run of the filming.
Mm-hmm.
So he would get his hair cut like every day, just a little tiny bit.
Did he ride a horse down there and throw around the girls that work in there?
No, but he had fans.
He flipped off Cece.
He had fans come from all over the country once they found out he was coming there.
Okay.
He made an independent film with his wife, Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
And its debut was... three years ago at Landmark Cinema, and it was during when Dragon Con was in town. It was a midnight showing, so we went to it, and there were Mitch Pileggi was there.
From
he was in Sons of Anarchy, and he was also in Dallas
and
when
X-Files.
It came back. Yes, X-Files, exactly, of course.
Ah.
So I was like, I'm a big fan of you on Dallas.
What did he say to you?
He was like, wow, thanks.
That show sucks.
Yeah, I loved it.
I hated the reboot.
Oh, it was good.
Well, we'll have words later. I love the original Dallas.
Then all of a sudden, my friend Michelle was there. She was dating our friend Cece at the time. And she was like, oh my God, there's Merle. And I was like, it's Michael Rooker. So
how's it going, fuckers?
She went up to him and said hello. Afterwards, there was a party at a bar. And so we went up to him.
I don't give a shit. Just give me a fucking drink.
It's a righteous room.
We all got really drunk with him, or Michelle and I did.
Yeah.
And so then we all decided we were hungry.
Well,
it was
like
4 in the morning at this point. But we didn't notice that Sean and Cece were over in the corner stewing, that Michelle and I were having a good time with
Michael Rooker. We weren't stewing about shit. The motherfucker's got the goddamn car, and he's my best boy's. He's sitting in his lap, and he's like, how do you like my knee?
Wait a minute. Wait. Calm down.
See, I need to tell the story.
Sorry. I need to know whose knee was bouncing under somebody.
Michelle was...
Cece's ex-old lady was riding Michael Rooker's knee in the back of my damn car.
Why don't you ride on top of my knee, bitch?
That was about the way that it went down.
Well, there were...
Somebody pull over
Jason
so
Haig.
I can go down on this horn.
Jason Haig doesn't have shit to do with this story.
So there was too many of us to fit in the back seat.
My cock is so hard right now.
Rode on his lap.
Jesus Christ, man. This is like...
So we got
I'll fight any booker.
We got to... What's that restaurant that's open all night?
McDonald's?
Waffle House?
R. Thomas is where we went. And,
yeah, some of that fucking earthy shit.
We thought we were showing Michael Rooker a good time, taking him to R. Thomas.
And this dude is pulling his shit in the back seat.
He's not
so I'm talking
anything.
To my boy.
I got stinky pinky.
And so that's what it sounds like. And I'm like, we're going to fucking pull over and we're going to beat this motherfucker's ass.
You're going to do a reverse. You're going to do a reverse.
It is a fact. And we're like, man, because it was like, it was pissing us off both so bad. No, you're over here. You were in the back seat next to the joyride.
We all lived happily ever after.
You want to talk about home invasion.
It was hilarious.
Generally.
And we all had an awkward dinner at 4 in the morning where nobody hardly spoke.
Food sucks.
With Michael Rooker.
Who the fuck wants seeds on their burger?
All that shit.
And I think we picked up the tab.
Probably. I'm cheap as fuck.
And he took a cab back to his hotel.
To his stupid hotel.
He called me a pussy because I wouldn't go to a strip club with him on a work night.
Fucking pussy.
So you met him?
No, he wanted to go to the Oasis, and that's where he went.
You are a pussy. What's the matter with you?
I was going to work. I get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Fuck. Stay up.
I would only go with him if he had the bayonet hand on when we went to the strip club.
Let's go fuck up some walkers. Yeah.
All right. What else?
Oh, that's
Did we ever get to the point of that story? Did you pick a fight?
Yeah. Gonna beat him up, but they
Michael Rooker.
It's one of those stories that doesn't
down,
have a point.
It just was an awkward.
Back down, man! Come on, I want a haircut.
Sorry. And damn, I'm still mad about that. And it's been, what, 4 years? It's been 4 years ago. I'm still pissed.
I want that mow to wash my hair, man.
So anyway, Jason Momoa likes to come to the shop.
Isn't he filming Aquaman now?
Yes.
Where?
I don't know, they but we're definitely going to see
it. Is it Georgia Aquarium, maybe?
Yeah. Aquaman is the lamest. You cannot make Aquaman cool, even if Jason Momoa is playing him.
Possibly.
Fuck that.
Aquaman
was a...
I want to believe.
Douchebag on the old show, the Justice League show. And he rode a seahorse.
He's better than Wonder Twin Powers.
Well, yeah, they were terrible to begin with.
Yeah.
Shape of an ice dildo.
A giraffe. It's always a waterfall.
She could be anything, and the guy had to be water, right?
But she could be any animal.
Yeah.
He had to be anything.
Some form of
water. It was always a whale and a waterfall.
And they had a pet monkey, right?
Yes.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Squeak.
Gleek.
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 Jeff can gleek. I can't gleek.
I can do it.
Yeah,
don't gleek all over.
Not, yeah. You short out our equipment over
there. Jeff used to gleek at church.
I'm gleeking right now.
Fucking watch this shit.
Don't look.
Don't gleek on my computer. Gleeking, by the way. Somebody explain gleeking.
So you got the salivary gland underneath your tongue.
Uh-huh.
That if you cock your shit a certain way,
said,
meaning your tongue,
yeah,
that you can kind of force it out. And I'm not going to do it because it's not as strong as it used to be, obviously, with old age.
Yeah, well.
But you can zap that shit across a room. And in church, it used to be a really good time.
Mm-hmm. I remember when it used to shoot across the room.
The Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. You want to know what's worse than the Spider-Man?
No.
Not really. No.
You ever give a girl a green goblin?
No. No, no, come on.
It's when you go down. No, it's when you go down on her when you have a runny nose.
Damn it. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sean's sick. So Jeff and I saw a sausage party.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear about that.
To see that. It looked like it was
pretty funny. It started out kind of weird. Like,
yeah, explain how.
I felt like they were just like taking advantage of the fact that they knew it was only for adults, and they were said like, "Fuck this, fuck that." Like
that song.
It was gratuitous.
Yeah, very.
It started out that way, but then it redeemed itself pretty quickly, and then. From there on out, it was hysterical.
It's scoring pretty high right now, right? Message? It's like in the 90% or something like that.
Whatever.
I said, did it have a good message?
don't eat any food.
Yeah.
That's at least it's original.
It is. That's right. And,
very cool.
He made a lot of money on it. Didn't he use that money to help finance Preacher?
Yeah, I think so. Huh.
Well, thank God for that.
But here's the thing. It's not some stupid fucking reboot of something. It's a show
or
a movie that's unique and creative. And they play on a lot of the tomes that are in all those kind of films. Like there's, you know, a Muslim and then there's a Jew and it's...
there's a Hitler.
There's a Hitler, yeah.
And Hitler wants to kill the Juice. J-U-I-C-E.
Yes. Who does the voice of the bagel? Oh, yeah. Who is that? He's doing a Woody Allen impression.
Yeah, he's doing Woody Allen.
And do you remember who did the voice of the douche?
That was Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll, okay. Yeah. Didn't it sound an awful lot like Carl from Aqua Teen?
A little bit, yeah.
I thought the voice was kind of derivative, but, you know. Hmm. I mean, it is a New York, New Jersey accent, but the way he was delivering it, it sounded like Carl. So I thought, I didn't know Dave Willis was in this movie.
Could have gotten the call.
Bill Hader doing the Indian, though, he was. I totally thought it was Johnny Depp the entire time.
Native American, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doing a Native American
and
guy.
Yeah, by the way, it was his name was Firewater.
Firewater.
I've got to see.
So what are you saying? Thumbs up, huh?
Oh, a big thumbs up, yeah.
All right.
If that's legal, can we say that? What? I don't
know.
I don't know.
Hot dogs up.
Five hot dogs up, sausages up. But it was. It was very, very funny. So
did you see Suicide really Squad?
No. No interest.
I saw Suicide Squad.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
I don't like. I can't stand Jared Leto in that outfit, looking like the.
He's only in it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, they lied to their audience, didn't they? They cut him out.
They did.
Yeah, and he stayed in method the whole time they filmed that. Like it was, you know, like he was playing Lincoln or some shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Leto was.
He took it real serious.
Method guy.
Give me Cesar Romero.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So terrifying.
Yes. Ooh.
I heard they cut a lot of that movie so that it just didn't make sense, the final edit.
I would just, you know, I don't, it's not that I don't like Will Smith. I like Will Smith.
Will Smith was the best part of it.
I'm sure.
Really? I just don't usually buy him as like a...
You don't? I think he's pretty good like in those roles.
Like a comic booky.
Yeah. I thought Legend was good. I like iRobot. I really enjoy him.
Hancock was really good.
What cock was really good? Oh, Hancock.
Drunk superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. All I heard was cock.
That's all he ever hears is cock. Cock, cock, cock,
for many reasons. So yeah, it's worth seeing. Definitely worth seeing. But I don't think I'll ever see Suicide Squad because I was never really into DC all that much anyway, outside of Batman, canon Batman.
Yeah.
So.
Batman.
What?
Nothing. That was me.
What did you say?
I'm the little guy on the couch.
Gotta get a picture of Ira.
Yes. Oi.
Ira's head just peeping up over the side of the table.
Hey guys, I'm here. Come on, man. Hello. Get a little picture of Ira here. Oh, yeah, it'll be on your Facebook page later. Oh, jeez.
Ira's sending that to
I do feel like
stable.
He has some kind of syndrome, you know, like
that. It's Ira's make
always with the short jokes.
Make a wish day.
No, not
make a wish day. So. We're about 2 weeks away from Dragon Con, right? A week and a half, actually. So we got to talk about what we're going to do down there.
The schedule hasn't come out yet.
Yes, today, it is. It's
well,
on the
today
app.
They released the speaker schedule, but not the schedule grid yet.
Well, you know, they're volunteers, man. They're working on it. So keep
man,
checking
along
that
for
out.
For the ride, man. You make this. You tell us what we're going to do. And
I'm not going to tell you what to do. I think we should all talk about what we're going to cover.
Judge Reinhold's doing a panel on Friday.
At night or in the day?
No, during the day.
Fuck, I can't go to that. Yeah. So you got to go cover that.
Well, I'll be at work, too, unless I can get off.
All right.
I tweeted Judge Reinhold. He never responded.
Yeah, he didn't care.
Who the hell is that guy? But what I'm interested in talking about is what I need is Garth Ennis and Eric Powell.
Yeah, he needs their autograph.
I want anything. I don't give a shit what it costs. If somebody would pick that up,
I don't recall seeing them on the list.
It's not Comic Con.
But I saw that. I thought that Eric had designed the passes.
Huh?
For Dragon Con this year.
Eric Powell?
Eric Powell did. Yeah.
Really?
That's possible. It's the 30th anniversary, so they probably went with somebody well known.
Jeez.
No, I mean, I saw it. I don't know if it's accurate or not. Right. But again, you know, my boys are and Garth Ennis and Eric Powell. So pick me up anything and I'll pay you back. I don't care anything autographed.
And if you
Matt Fraction's going to be there.
What?
Did you read Sex Criminals? Did you read that book?
No.
No? Just check it out. It's hilarious.
Are you in it?
No, it's a comic book. It's about this dude and this chick that every time they have an orgasm, it freezes time.
Okay. Oh, wow. For them or like, just for
yeah,
real?
Just for them.
Oh.
So, well, at first it starts out, they do it on their own, you know, and then they figured out that they could do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And so they rob banks and do all kinds of shit.
Okay.
Sex criminals.
Yeah,
that's
sex
great.
Criminals. Oh, it's right. An awesome book.
That's true. Did you read The Boys?
No, I need to get into that.
What is that?
It's another Garth Ennis title that Sean loves.
Right.
I'm giving him an opening.
I got to have a question because he did The Punisher. Garth Ennis. He had an arc on that. Is he going to be the one who, are they going to take his
Punisher
whenever
for Netflix?
It comes to Netflix? Or do we know who the writer, which writer is being?
Nah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Who's playing Punisher?
John
that
Barrett.
Terrible guy, yeah. Man, from that, whatever that terrible
Shane.
Show is.
Shane.
Yeah, that guy.
Shane?
Mm-hmm. Walking Dead.
Oh. I don't like that guy.
Supposedly he's really good. I haven't seen the second season of Daredevil. But
he's not big enough to be Frank Castle.
No, he's not.
No, you know, they can stick him on a box.
Plus, he looks a little too young to be a Vietnam vet.
The boys.
Oh, there's that.
Maybe they're doing Gulf War. Maybe they're going to update
it.
I'm
sure they are. It would be funny, though, if it were Vietnam.
Here's changing bitches.
The Boys is being made into a show, though, too, on Cinemax.
Cinemax.
So, but it's a, what is it, superheroes, behind the scenes look at superheroes' real lives, and they're all assholes and just shitheads.
Well, I guess I'll have to watch that. A lot of, new shit coming out, but hashtag bad reboot. There was a website I found. That's Den of Geek. Den of Geek always has plenty of shit that keep you, occupied for days and days and days. But there's like 100 to 200 different reboots in the works being made. And I wanted to read a couple of them and get your thoughts. Ace Ventura.
Oh,
really?
Why? Who's going to do that?
It's just on this list.
Oh, but terrible. There's no casting.
They're looking into it. They're currently trying to sell the remake rights for Ace Ventura because they want to make money. So, all right. Akira.
Really? What, animated, I guess?
Well, Marco J. Ramirez, who's the showrunner for Daredevil, has been hired to write the screenplay. So we'll see if that ever gets off the ground.
Live action?
That movie blew me away when I was a kid.
Yeah. It's a bunch of bullshit and they'll never pull it off.
It could be really good if they did it right.
Well,
Ghost in the Shell is fucked. Oh, and Ghost in the Shell is the best shit ever.
It is.
And it's only preceded by Akira. And for them to even try to pull that off or even think they can sucker us with that nonsense... Sorry.
Fuck him.
See? He wants it canon. Alien Nation. Alien Nation is going to be remade. I don't know why. They made a series.
Probably be a shorter list to try to come up with what's coming out that's original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No shit.
That's not a list.
They're going to reboot Batman again in 2018.
Fucking yeah.
Will it be Ben Affleck?
No. Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson.
Okay.
Like they did the Cinderella thing, 2 years ago or whatever.
Who's playing the beauty?
They're doing Little Mermaid, too.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, yeah?
It's being written by Ashley Miller and Zach Stenz. John Carpenter is dead, so he can't be involved with it. The Birds, The Black Hole.
The Birds, come on.
Blade.
Wait a minute, and you know who's playing Kurt Russell's character in Big Trouble in Little China?
Who?
Which you just glazed over it, like it wasn't a cult classic. Like that's not just a that's a great
oh,
fucking
it's
movie.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic. Give it its due.
All right,
is all I'm saying.
All right.
You were just like Big Trouble in Little China, like it wasn't shit. You know, that was a great fucking movie.
Almost
okay.
as good
anyway.
As Escape from
who's
New York.
Who's playing? Who's playing Kurt Russell's character?
Hitler.
The Red Box Troll.
The Rock.
Well. I have been liking him.
Yeah.
Big
I got
Ballers
no problem.
Little China.
The Blob. The Blob. Oh. There was already a remake of The Blob starring the great Kevin Dillon.
Yeah. You're going to be all right, old dude.
Oh, yeah.
That line, you're going to be all right, old dude.
That old dude was not all right either.
Car Wash for some fucking reason.
What?
Which is a great movie. Charlie's Angels, yeah, they'll keep making that till it sticks. Cliffhanger, which sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Rooker.
Clue. The Craft. Creature from the Black Lagoon. The Crow. Cube. Das Boot. Can't believe it.
Why?
Yeah, let's remake that shit.
Yeah.
Dying in a submarine at the bottom of the ocean.
Remake Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Is on the list.
It wasn't diverse enough. Schindler's List was not diverse enough.
Right.
Why did they kill only Jews?
Right. They need to kill others.
Did anybody see Ted 2?
Yes.
No.
It said Liam Neeson's cameo in Ted 2 is the only funny part of the whole movie.
Right.
What happens?
He goes into the store where Ted works and he wants to buy some tricks.
Yeah.
And he goes up and he's like, hey, they say these are just for kids. If I buy these, am I going to get in trouble? Ted's like, no, you'll be fine, man. He's like, I appreciate you doing me a solid. Puts the tricks under his coat and walks out.
Flatliners. So go to Den of Geek.
Flatliners.
Jesus Christ, what are you looking at, man?
And I'll put
like
you...
Half
of
those movies
everybody
suck.
Was a flatliner.
Why would they even bother remaking them?
Well, I have no idea.
Do you think they can improve them?
No. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Fine porn parody of all of these things. It's all. It all sounds the same.
Schindler's Fist.
Schindler's Fist.
No.
Dude,
Fist.
Come on now.
That's just
Big Troll in Little China. You wouldn't have to change it all.
No, not.
Come on, more. Ira, I know you got one or two in you.
I got nothing.
All right, you don't have nothing in you.
I ain't got nothing.
You're lying, Ira. You're lying.
Well, now on his Ira.
No.
Let's see. Flesh Gordon.
Yeah.
Five Fingers of Death.
Another one you wouldn't have to change.
Yeah, two in the pink, one in the state. Fantastic Voyage.
Fucking yeah.
Explorers. Let's see. The Entity.
Oh,
man,
wow.
That was the shit.
I know.
That was back
Dumbo?
In the day when that
did you just...
Yeah,
that Dumbo.
Yeah, they're going to redo Dumbo.
That was good.
That was hot as hell, man.
Is it going to be a Disney...
They'll just do like a live action CGI thing like they did with Pete's Dragon.
Right.
Dumbo,
anybody
see
Pete's Dragon?
That's
okay.
Pete's
Dragon. Oh, the remake?
I'm a huge fan of the original one, though. Yeah. That didn't live up.
The Fugitive? Get out of here.
That was already a remake.
I didn't kill my wife.
Of a TV show. I don't care.
I don't care.
So Devlin McGregor could give you Provasic. Going in Style does not need to be remade.
I don't even know what that is.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you do.
No.
Uh-huh. It's a movie with George Burns.
George Burns and fucking other old people.
They're robbing.
And other old people.
Weren't they in a lot of tuxedos in that? There's a lot of tuxedos.
Take your night, Gracie.
Was Hal Linden in that?
I don't know, probably.
He was a really young man.
Yes. Hal Linden.
How'd you like a kick?
How'd you like a kick?
Do it.
I'd like to know if there's a Hal there. It's a Polish fella.
Where's my father?
Your father's up your mother's asshole.
Highlander.
No two bar fans over here? In this house?
You know.
No red fans?
Anal humor can be funny.
Jacob's Ladder.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite movies of all
That's
time.
That's a great movie.
And they're remaking that.
Yes.
Why? Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that's so stupid.
Kickboxer.
Oh, well, no, that's a classic Van Damme. Why would they do that?
The Legend of Conan.
Fucked.
Conan.
But they already did that.
They have done that, yeah.
Sean's father was in a
Van Damme movie.
There
is a zillion movies that...
It wasn't in the Van Damme, it was Seagal.
Oh, Seagal.
That come out all the time.
Above the Law? Was it Above the Law?
No, it was...
Hard to Kill?
Under Siege.
The Little Sperm Aid.
My old man is the very first 10 minutes when they come down into the galley.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, man, I don't
I know what you're talking about.
And there's a little redheaded ensign...
Yeah.
He's standing in front, and my old man standing behind him, and they're giving Steven Seagal dirty looks. Like, you cut out all this rap music, you having fun down here in the sweatshop. And the old man, as they're walking away, he turns around and gives him a really stern look, which I'd seen a million times. But it was really funny because my dad wrote his own press release and sent it in to him, and he got to meet Gary Busey. Man, I'm rambling.
Before he went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was fucking crazy.
C is for crazy. R as in raise above. A as in assimilate. Z as in zebra. And Y, and why the fuck am I making lists based on letters?
Hey, Barbarossa.
Barbarossa. With Willie Nelson. It was a great movie, but Willie Nelson's ears were cut off in that movie.
That's exactly what Dad said he said to him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Willie Nelson, yeah, his ears are cut off. He's a Barbarossa. I was much younger.
I swear to God.
I had yet to make Silver Bullet, which is one of the best vampire movies of all time.
It really is.
V is for vampire. A is for analgesics if you get bit. M is for motherfucking vampire bit me. P is for a pile of dead vampires after I get my revenge. I is for iridescent. What's the next letter? R is for red, the color of blood, and E is for eliminate all vampires. That's how I remember how to spell vampire.
Good job, Gary.
Life lessons.
Wear your helmets, kids.
You should always wear your helmet. Who else was in that? Who else did you meet?
Seagal was a dick.
Seagal was a dick?
Yeah, the old man was like, hey, Barbarossa. And he gave him that spiel that you just were... regaled with.
That's right.
And
you tell him.
And then fucking Seagal was like, "I was good." And Dad was like, "Man, fuck you." And so, you know, he was making more Daily at Sherwin Williams than they were offering to pay for. You know,
I need some paint.
You gotta paint that battleship.
I know karate.
So the old man didn't do any more.
And Krav Mango. He does know Krav Mango. Isn't that what that's called?
I think it's called...
It's Krav Maga, man.
Krav Mango.
So, yeah, I think...
God,
yeah.
Another guy fucking has...
Krav McGraw. Krav McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw? All right, so we're all caught up on The Night Of, though.
Not I, but...
All
right. Can I say something about that show? It seems like it moves kind of slow.
No, you got to give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through the third episode, and
it's good
watching
and slow.
Him go to prison, and...
Yeah.
It does move slow.
There's no action. It's all about mood and acting and
I don't know. It's one of those like I know what you're saying. The pacing of it is slow, but to me the performances are so good.
Yeah,
right. You just like you hang in those like little. It's one of those things you got to get in the mood for. But once you're in it, it's like a whole thing. Yeah, okay. It is very film noir.
Well, I'm three episodes in, and I mean I'm not giving up.
No, please don't. Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up until you guys see Totoro get his feet cured before you.
Yeah.
Gosh, his feet are stressing me out.
Don't worry about it.
I love it when he's like,
going to get it fixed.
Can you do something to help my my allergies or my asthma? And the guy goes, get rid of cat.
Yeah, get rid of the cat. Yeah, but I want to keep my cat. Get rid of cat.
Get rid of the cat.
Because you thought it was all in his head.
Well, the cat he's allergic to, I suppose.
Right, so that's
But then
real.
He didn't break out from the cat. He just has this phantom allergy
shit. He can't breathe right. or whatever.
I like the one doctor told him to wrap his feet in Crisco.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
That's where I'm at currently.
You've done that?
So gross. No, that's where I'm at on the show.
Oh.
God,
okay.
No.
I thought you were literally saying, yeah, Sean, do you have to wrap her feet in Vaseline and saran wrap? Remember that scene
the newspapers
in,
out in the living room.
I can do housework in half the time.
Remember that scene in Striptease where Burt Reynolds standing in those boots and he's covered in Vaseline? And
yeah.
I never watched that movie.
What did you do with my so. Lint? He goes, I believe I made love to it.
Yeah. I remember that preview.
I used to love reading those Carl Heisen books.
I watched a show called The Bandit. It was on Country Music Television.
I wanted to see it.
It was a documentary about the making of Smoking the Bandit.
Yeah, was it good?
Hal Needham. And I mean, it was kind of slow and self-aggrandizing, but that was on Country Music TV.
Well, I read Hal Needham's book.
Yeah. But the stuff with him was awesome, and the old interviews with him and the talking about how him and Burt Reynolds were roommates for like 14 years.
Yeah.
Really?
And they had like this.
Well, because he got a divorce.
Yeah, and like the swingers pad, like with mirrors on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
And one room was like a jungle. And they had all kinds of Native American artwork all over the place.
Shit.
Yeah. It was cool seeing all that stuff.
I got to see this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
that sounds good.
Can you figure out a way for me to watch that? Because I don't have...
You don't have Country Music TV?
Well, I thought I did, but then I clicked on it and it said, you got to subscribe.
Oh, you are like missing out.
You figure this out
program.
For me.
Yeah, no shit. Hee-haw reruns all day long. Hey,
see,
Grandpa.
Yeah, CMT, they'll hit you with a little something every now and again.
Every time I pass by that channel, I'm like, oh, I want to watch this.
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper? Black-eyed peas and chocolate treats and little things.
Remember that?
No.
You're the yeehaw.
I try to block that.
Empty Arms Hotel.
They should have interviewed Southside Steve for the movie, though.
Why? Because he opened a failed bar.
Yeah. The yeehaw movie?
Just because he's a huge fan.
I know.
Bandit.
That bar, he had the
I'm
paint.
A bigger fan than he is because I used to hear him on the show fuck up shit about that movie all the time.
Well, he had the painting of the snowman truck on the side of the wall. So even more about Smokey the Bandit that I like is Jerry Reed.
Oh, fuck yeah.
God, yes.
The Bird. What a great song.
I got a bunch of Jerry Reed vinyl, man.
Yeah, do you like that song, The Bird?
I think so.
Where he meets a guy in a bar, and the bar says his bird can sing, and he gives him $500 for it. And he was an impersonator, Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
So he does Willie. He goes, yeah, he's, what is he?
Always on my mind.
Yeah, no, really? He goes, Whiskey River, take my mind.
And goes, wait, you should hear him sing like George Jones.
So that's pretty good. He was a good guitarist.
They talk about that. They talk about casting him in the movie, and the whole thing was like hinged on because Burt Reynolds said he would do it because that guy Hal Needham wrote it and he wanted to direct it, but they were like, you're a stuntman, you're not going to direct the movie.
Yeah,
but Burt said he would do it, so then.
Right, and that's a cool Cannonball Run.
Yeah,
Cannonball.
What was the jam that Jerry Reed had? It was a
Eastbound and Down.
No, not that one. This was an actual like jam. It wasn't
hot. You're hot.
No,
you're not.
When she got the gold mine, I got the chat. It wasn't that one either. It was one. It was like a real.
Amos Moses.
No,
naming him after
that's
a man.
I'm saying it wasn't stupid. You know, like
yeah.
You know, like how he would do.
He's bound down.
No, exactly. Up which I love Jerry.
It wasn't Convoy.
No, but it was a real
C.W.
song.
That was C.W. McCall.
Jeff, this is your task. Find out what song I'm talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about, too, but I can't think of it.
I bet you do, because I'm telling you, when you guys hear it, you'll be like, oh, well, goddamn, this Jerry Reed.
Is she wearing a wooden dress? She was.
There's none of that.
All right. So let's get to some staff picks, okay? I'm
all
sure
right.
you have
so
one.
No
I
TV.
Hope that you have one. We just did TV.
No, I know, but I mean, no. Yeah.
That's so all we're going to talk about.
That's fine.
You don't
come
have
to
one?
Be last because
you
I was
think
like,
of one.
How could I have come to the show without a staff pick?
Well, my
staff
pick
is Radio Labyrinth.
Dick pick.
Aww.
That doesn't work. History Buffs is a YouTube channel that I just discovered the other day, and what it does is it takes films that are based on historical events, and it breaks them down and tells you the things that are right, what they got wrong, and the one I started with was Goodfellas.
Oh.
I'll watch anything with Henry Hill in it, and I'm still sad that he died. Because he's always one of very interesting man to me, that Henry Hill. And
a troubled guy, though.
Yeah, he was. But how he was the least scummy of all those scumbags, you know?
Remember when he was on Geraldo? Was it Geraldo?
I remember that he used to come on Howard Stern.
Yeah, drunk as shit.
He would be fucked up, and he would tell her, "No, Howard, I don't care what I..." He would say, and this is when he was still under...
Witness protection.
And he'd like try to say where he was, and they would hang up on air. But he got thrown out of witness protection.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, for selling drugs and constantly breaking
the law. I
thought
he just got out because of all the people that he was.
No, they kicked him out.
Died or whatever.
No, they kicked him. But they're all dead. All those guys are dead. Yeah. But, and they talk about, the real Jimmy Burke and Tommy DeSimone and how much of it was ad-libbed and how much of it was real. And like, I didn't know that the real guy, Tommy DeSimone, was like 6'4", and Joe Pesci obviously isn't.
He's about what?
Then he improvised that whole...
Hendry!
He improvised that whole, you think I'm funny scene. He did that off the top of his head, ad-libbed it, and it was based on something that had really happened to him. So it's called History Buffs. It's a YouTube channel. And there's the next one I'm going to watch is Saving Private Ryan, but there's tons and tons of videos on
there.
Good
content. So fuck yeah.
Check that out.
Very interesting.
Steph?
Mine is it's the second season of Adam Ruins Everything with Adam Conover on True TV.
Yeah.
If you ever watch this, it used to be like just a web series on College Humor or whatever that he used to do. But he just goes and he takes things that you love and he gives you all kinds of facts that make you hate what you once loved at the start of the episode.
I edited his Wikipedia page to say that he was the bastard son of the Mythbusters and the Encyclopedia Britannica
and Jimmy Neutron. You throw that in there for good measure.
Did they leave it there?
No, but I tweeted it to him and he said, "Oh, somebody's bad joke."
Wanted to watch that show.
It's a great show.
He's hilarious.
Well, and his dad is a marine biologist. Mm-hmm. His mother is a botanist. His sister is a nuclear physicist. And he's the only one that's a performer. He went to theater school or whatever. Yeah.
That's cool.
But he's just, you know what I'm saying? He's got that brain. So anyway, I love the show because whatever he debunks, whether it's giving diamond rings for your, wedding or if it's a, you're not supposed to take a bath every day, apparently. You're supposed to take a bath every few days. There's a lot of shit you're going to be like, I don't give a shit. I'm still taking a bath every day. But he gives you all these great things. But anyway.
In 1842. Yeah. They don't have to ride into town to use the barber's bath.
I do have one.
A bath?
No, a staff pick.
Oh.
But yeah, anyway, so it's tonight. It premieres tonight, Tuesday, on True TV.
My pick also premieres tonight.
Jeff?
AMC.
Tonight is
Tuesday. People aren't listening to it.
So last Tuesday this premiered.
But you can catch up on demand, I'm sure. And
go ahead.
Must be. I know what it is.
He forgot.
You don't remember?
I forgot already.
Halt and Catch Fire, right?
Yeah, Halt and Catch Fire.
Oh, fuck yeah. Which would have been mine if you didn't steal it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I put it in the note.
That's why I try to send out that thing on a Friday and being like, I'm picking this, y'all. It's claimed.
Okay. So what is it?
That's about the early days of computers and chat rooms.
We've talked about it recently.
That sounds interesting.
It's good. Cool. It's a good show.
I've thought
shot
about
here
show.
As well.
Yeah, shot in Atlanta.
Cool. Ira.
Oh, me. The Olympics have been on.
Yeah.
History Channel's been showing a 1 hour Hitler's Olympics documentary. Did you guys see this one?
No. Mm-mm.
I think there's a few of these out there, but it's the 80th anniversary of the 1936 Olympics, which were in Germany.
Berlin.
Mm-hmm. They were in Berlin. And,
Lies in the Rhein! Und kriegen sie in den Olympischen ein! Den einen zu den Neino! Und schlagen!
I got a schlagen.
Mit schlagen! Der Deutschen begeisen!
But it's, as you may imagine, pretty
interesting.
You're
saying a security guard robbed you at a gas station?
Well, Berlin got...
Yeah.
They got... Berlin was awarded the Olympics before Hitler came into power.
It's true.
So, he came into power and the Olympics committee were kind of like, all right, what do we do here? The whole story of them negotiating with Hitler about, he was like, look, no blacks or Jews in the Olympics. He said because it wouldn't be fair because they're not really human.
Oh my.
And our hostess of the evening.
So I have two.
Lisa.
Real obvious ones.
No, you only get one. I'm sorry.
Too bad. I'm taking two.
Sweet one.
Taking my chance.
Jesus, man. You've had like...
Fear the Walking Dead came back.
Okay.
And I know that that show...
I hate it.
Oh, yep. You're so wrong.
Don't like it.
You're just wrong.
People, not the zombies.
It's actually gotten really good.
I love Kim Dickens. And it's hard for me not to watch anything.
I like the whole show, but I hate that dude. The long-haired dude. The drug dude.
It's gotten really good. I'm just going to say that they are actually doing something right with that show. And
I have a hard enough time continuing to watch The Walking Dead.
Well, if you like the comic books, those shows are made for the comic book readers. They're so good.
Yeah.
And so my other pick is The Strain is coming back.
Oh, yes.
I'm very much looking forward to that. Very much looking forward to that.
So track in.
And they're also starting a Quinlan prequel comic book arc.
Cool. So, Quinlan's the coolest character.
Yes, absolutely.
So except comic, for Shatrakian.
I know you read the books, and I read them in comic book form, but they're so good.
The
so,
master is now Marilyn Manson.
But
yeah. Embrace your baby while a nuclear bomb goes off. Boring.
But they can't change. But now the ending of the show will be different from the comic.
That's fine as long as Shatrakian lives.
I love Shatrakian.
You'll be quiet, F. Thank God you took that hairpiece off.
I love F, too. And I love
Fett.
Put
some more worm juice in his eyes.
I keep my wife's heart in a jar.
He does, you know.
Yeah.
And it's got little vampire worms in it.
Yes, I know. I know. It's a great show. I've got my mom watching it now.
I watch
it. I'm super thrilled about that.
It's hard to watch a show that you know.
Everybody's thrilled you've got your mom watching something.
Oh.
No, I think that's very, my mom, you know, I can't even tell her I watch that show.
I had to get her, into The Walking Dead first.
Stop wearing that stupid wig.
Then I got her into, to watch Breaking Bad by getting her to watch Better Call Saul first. And then she loved Better Call Saul so much, I was like, you've got to watch Breaking Bad so you can catch all the Easter eggs.
He's turning it into Saul on season 3, by the way.
Oh, wow. Already? I was hoping to be another.
Just flashes, probably.
Well, this has been fun.
This has been great.
We have had I have had a great time.
Yes.
Thank
to
you.
Our host.
Fabulous.
Our host.
Thank you, y'all.
Kick
on
ass.
The house.
So good.
Drinks are on the house.
On the house.
Break up my point.
No. You don't have to. You don't have to drink with me.
Keep them here.
Motherfucker. All right. Gonna do the wrap up now. Okay. This has been episode 37
in a row
of Tim hasn't missed one. So it's episode 37 of Radio Labyrinth, and it's very nice. We're going to call this episode Babytown Frolics.
Babytown Frolics from Archer.
From Archer, yeah. But it's also what they call their house. It's nice down here in Stone Mountain. Gene and I have spent a lot of time in Stone Mountain. We go to that little German restaurant.
Yes, I love that.
I get some fresh Bavarian pretzels. They're very nice and soft, and I put mustard on them.
The dipping, I like the dipping sauces, yes.
Great beer there.
Do you know what I like most, though, is that it's like yellow mustard. Mm-hmm. But tonight, I got to eat vicariously some enchilada casserole.
Enchilada casserole, yes.
And it was fucking amazing. It was delicious.
Pretty good.
We're going to get the recipe, and we're going to post it. We're going to post the recipe. And in the meantime, don't forget that you can get your hair cut by lots of different people who work at this place called Mary Todd Hairdressing Company in historic Cabbage Town. It's on Carroll Street. Yeah, that's right. Shut up. And so...
He's telling his boss to shut up.
Gene Simmons does not get his hair cut there. But Yingbae Malmsteen one time walked by and thought about it.
Oh, you can't cut through my hair.
So
break your scissors.
If Yingbae Malmsteen looks at your place and thinks about shopping there, you know it's worth your while.
He will.
He's very busy.
The fucking fury.
Yes. Well, you know. So go online. It's MaryToddHairCo.com. And you can book a haircut and come down and Tim will wash your hair or Mo, who's sexy.
Yeah.
And Cece will cut your hair. He's a nice guy. He cuts my hair.
And if you go to Great Clips, you're a fucking loser.
I mean, he cuts Tim's hair. You know, Great Clips is okay if you don't, you know, if you're on a budget.
It's not good. Look what happened to my head.
Well, you know.
Now I go to Mary Todd.
You shouldn't have had sex with Shannon Tweed.
No. I disagree.
You were not the you were not the first.
Did you ever see Hot Dog, the movie?
Yes.
Yes. You know that Tim Andrews used to have a VHS tape with Hot Dog, the movie on it, and that one scene, the tracking was all fucked up for some reason.
I wonder why. This at some point.
Because he paused it a lot. And then one time, his grandpa came to pick him up, and he hit record instead of pause. And
fuck.
So that scene had Flip Spiceland on it.
ruined your release.
Do you remember Flip Spicer?
I do. I remember he was on Match Game a few times.
Yeah, well, he's also covering up Shannon Tweed's tits on Tim's VHS.
Son of a...
That's okay. His mom used to hide his porn. Her porno was under her waterbed in a drawer.
Flip Spiceland?
No, but Tim's mother.
Tim's mom.
Oh.
Yeah, she had Deep Throat. She had some Tracy Lords movies.
She have the devil and Mrs. Jones, any part?
No, but she did have. She did have a Seika movie, and it the
Mandingo.
Seika was bet this guy that she could make him in like really fast, and she like went down and then came right back up, and so she won the bet.
Good for her.
Sorry, Lisa, you didn't know this was such a sexist podcast, and you listened to it.
I think I do know. I'm your number one
She's
fangirl.
A fan.
You know that.
So.
And cut.
Yeah.
That
so
better
anyway,
not be edited out.
No, I'm not editing anything out of this, so sorry if you're embarrassed. Sorry, not sorry.
I'm
not embarrassed.
That's right, goddamn.
Hey, Mole.
Anyway. This like I said, this has been episode 37. Thank you for listening. We've been having a great time. And thank you again for inviting us in your home and making us dinner and being so gracious with your time.
Yes,
and,
thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
Thank really you cool. guys.
Thanks
very
for cupcakes
much.
Too,
all
Stephanie.
You.
Ira, Jeff,
you're welcome,
Steph,
Jeffrey.
Tim. Too much fun.
Yeah. It's very, very fun night. And Ira, thanks again for schlepping everything down here.
Yeah,
as I say,
seriously.
You're welcome.
Yeoman's work.
You're a mensch, Ira.
Thank you.
I will tell you this time and again.
Yes.
My friend, you are a mensch. Until next week, please remember to
keep
it carried.
Two Faces Radio.